I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes. For a recap of this week's news from inside the Beltway, we go to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in our political corner.
I'm joined now by Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. Ms. Brazile now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. Also with us is Reverend Joseph Watkins, member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Reverend Watkins joins us from WPHT in Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us on Political Corner, Donna, Joe.
Thanks, Juan.
Good to be with you, Juan.
Let's start with Congressman Jefferson, and the question here on the table that will be decided Thursday is whether or not he should step down from his seat on the Ways and Means Committee. Already the Democratic Caucus Steering Committee has voted that he should step down. It's going to have to go to a vote of the full caucus on Thursday. And the pressure has been coming from Mel Watts, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, to say that Mr. Jefferson's not yet indicted, and this is a double standard. Nobody has ever been asked to step down who hasn't been indicted. On the other hand, the leadership, especially Nancy Pelosi, has been making the point that this is a man who already where two people have confessed, admitted to guilt in terms of trying to bribe him, where the FBI says they've taped him receiving $100,000, $90,000 of which was found in his refrigerator. Is this episode one that pits the Black Caucus against white Democrats? Donna Brazile.
No question. You know, in America, there's a presumption of innocence. And while there's a lot of allegations flying around about Mr. Jefferson and his action and the allegations that he may have taken bribes, the FBI, the Justice Department, have not filed any official charges. He's not been indicted. And never before in the history of the House has anyone been stripped of their committee assignment without, you know, having some legal process intervene. So the members of the Black Caucus are upset. The Steering and Policy Committee voted last week to strip him of his committee assignment. And some members, including Mel Watt, the chairman, who's from North Carolina, believes that Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is making up the rules as she go along.
Reverend Watkins, so what we see here is a racial divide among Democrats at just the time when Democrats thought they had momentum going into the fall midterm elections, and they were particularly emphasizing the theme of culture of corruption among Republicans. All of a sudden, all the focus now is on the possible corruption involving Congressman Jefferson.
And that's the part of the reason why you see Democrats leading the parade to have the congressman stripped of his committee post here. They know that this is a very, very serious thing and that it doesn't look at all good for Congressman William Jefferson. Now, we do know, Donna is right, that in this country we do have the presumption that you are innocent until proven guilty, but the evidence seems to be almost overwhelming already, and it seems that an indictment is certainly on its way. So I think the Democrats are trying to preempt the indictment. They're trying to minimize the damage that will be done by an indictment sometime in the next few weeks or months of the congressman by having him step down now.
Well, Reverend Watkins, let me quickly ask you this. Mel Watt, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, made the point in commenting on this that you've got African-Americans who already, as he put it, feel taken for granted by the Democratic Party. From your position as a Black Republican, does this look like evidence that, in fact, Democrats take the Black vote for granted in their as evidenced by their treatment of Congressman Jefferson?
African Americans ought not be in anybody's hip pocket. And I think more and more you're going to see independence among African American voters. Donna has said it well, that I don't think African Americans who are Democrats are going to just sit back and take it on the chin when African Americans are not treated well by the party.
Joe Watkins, I so value your view from the outside as the Republican eyes on this, but I wanted to throw in an added problem that the Democrats have been having. Congressman Joe Murtha has announced that if the Democrats gain control of the House in the November elections, he plans to challenge for a leadership position. He wouldn't challenge Pelosi, who would become Speaker, but he would challenge Steny Hoyer, the congressman from Maryland, for the majority leader post. What does this mean, looking in on the Democrats, in terms of what might happen if they win control of the Congress?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they win control of the Congress. Obviously, they've got to get past. They've got to win a lot of races in order to regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. And this kind of divisiveness isn't helping them. The fact that Nancy Pelosi is spending so much time trying to plan ahead for the fallout from a possible Jefferson indictment really tells the trick of the tale. This ought to be a strong year, a great year for Democrats. If you look at the poll numbers that we've had on our side of the aisle, we've had a lot of challenges, and a lot of people have predicted this would be a great year for Democrats. But Democrats are having a very, very hard time. There's a lot of confusion within the party, a lot of infighting. People are already battling, as you just mentioned, for positions. And so even before the elections have taken place, you've got all this infighting. And it's very, very possible that we may see the Democrats implode.
Well, Donna Brazile, do you think that he, in fact, will be a leader, that he will win a leadership position in the fall?
Oh, it's going to be a close race because, again, Steny has broad support within the caucus. But who knows? I mean, if Democrats are able to pick up those 15 seats and retain all of the seats we currently hold, and there's a new Congress, it could spell leadership changes up and down, could from the top to the bottom.
But it does make...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
But it does make Congressman Murtha's pronouncements on the war in Iraq look a little bit more disingenuous, don't you think? The fact that he's been so far out there in that issue, and then suddenly out of nowhere, or seemingly at least to some people, out of nowhere he springs this forward. I mean, it makes what he's done in the past several months look very disingenuous.
He's a politician, so from time to time they go that route.
Well, what's disingenuous about it, Joe? Why? Why do you say that?
Well, Murtha, of course, himself is a war hero and the like, so that's why he has tremendous credibility when he talks about war issues, and that's why people listen when somebody like him talks about the need for us to get out. But in recent months, certainly, it looks like he's done a lot of piling on, and he's only built. It looks as if he's building for himself personally, for his own personal political career by his recent pronouncements.
All right. Donna Brazile was a campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm here in Washington. And Reverend Joseph Watkins, who joined us from WPHT in Philadelphia, is a member of the Government Relations Group at Buchanan Ingersoll and a member of the first President Bush's White House staff. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thanks so much, Juan.
Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and his Washington Insiders right here on Political Corner.